A man in a European country was waiting for a bus at a bus stop. All of a sudden, two balls of wool dropped in his feet. Wool, which is also used to knit sweaters. He picked them up, and as soon as he looked up, he saw an old man and woman smiling at him with wrinkled faces. Well, he took those balls of wool, went upstairs, and knocked at the door. As the door opened, he was surprised to see the table in front of him, chairs, tea and biscuits were also ready. The elderly couple thanked him and invited him for a cup of tea. They made him sit, chatted with him for a while. Now, after some time, when that person leaves the room, he meets with another person who was a servant of that building. He inquired about them, "Who are they?" It was replied, "You're not the first one. They are husband and wife. They have wrinkles on their faces. Every day, they stand in their balcony at some appropriate time, and when they find someone standing downstairs, they throw these two balls of wool at them, so that they are picked up and returned to them. And in this process, somebody can come, and this poor old couple can spend some time with that person." I was surprised and curious too. Well, I asked, "Don't they have any children?" He said, "Yes, they're well settled, educated, and earn good money. But they have left their parents in this old house, where their days tend to get long. So like this, they invite strangers into their house and pass their time. It was your turn today." I was really shocked. I took the children's address from him, as I wanted to see those children in order to let them know about the state of their parents. While waiting for my bus, story of this couple wasn't going from my mind. Finally, I reached at the address of their son. It was magnificent and well set up office. I took permission and entered in his chamber. I introduced myself. He paid respect, met wholeheartedly, and also offered a cup of tea. We talked for a while, and then I related the whole story to him. That every day your parents throw two balls of wool at strangers in order to pass their time, and someone comes and spends time with them. You are their son. They have a family. Why did you send them to old care home? He seemed irritated after listening to me. He sat down and thought for a while, and then said to me, "You may leave now if you are done." "Yes, please, you can go now." I was embarrassed to hear this. I said to him, "I have informed you something, what about that?" He said, "All right, you've done your job." After seeing my concern, he said, "Okay, listen now. When we were very young, we needed our parents the most. Our parents were liberal-minded. They loved their private life. Privacy was more important for them. They loved their independent lifestyle. They had hired maids and servants for me and my siblings. We needed our parents at that very time. But our parents would wake up in the morning, give us some money, and leave us with servants. After saying us goodbye, we did not receive real love, compassion, and care from our parents. This is how we were brought up. We completed our formal education, started our practical lives, and reached to this position. Today we also love our private life. We also want to enjoy our independent and private life. What's wrong in it?" "We did the same. We have rented an accommodation for our parents in an old care home. Care workers and servants are there to look after them. They satisfy their needs. We are treating them the way they treated us in our childhood." He related the whole story in this cold manner. I came out thinking that when children needed their parents, at that moment, parents didn't have time for them. They didn't support their children. When today parents need their children, children have left them. When kids were young, by spending money on children, parents thought that they had fulfilled the rights of brought up. Today children do the same, and they think that they have fully served their parents, paid back their rights. Well, this is European culture, which is not right. It must be pondered. We need to think as if we have not started liking or adopting this culture. In the beginning, it all looks good, but later its consequences are quite horrific. Spend time with your children, give them proper upbringing, and treat them fairly and justly. My dear respected viewers, keep this in mind. Those parents who do not treat their children justly and don't raise their children as per Islamic teachings, certainly they've made a big mistake. However, the children have no right to treat them the same way. Yes, do remember this point. Children should always serve their parents, please them, and in doing so, making themselves worthy of paradise. May Allah enable us to learn lesson from this parable, and I pray that He enables us to serve our parents and enable the parents to bring up their children according to the teachings of Islam. Ameen.